ಸಂಸಾರಿನೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾಶ್ಚಾತ್ಯ ದೇಶ ತಾರಿಣೆ ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸ್ ಆದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ಆಲ್ ದೋಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಇನ್ ದ ದಿಯಾ ಪೇಂಟಿಂಗ್ ಆರ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್, ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಅಪ್. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಯು ಆಲ್ ವರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪಿ ವಿತ್ ದ, ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ವರ್ ದೇರ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ದಿಯಾ ಪೇಂಟಿಂಗ್? ಓಕೆ, ಅದರ್ಸ್ ವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಬ್ಲಿ ನಾಟ್ ಏಬಲ್ ಟು ಜಾಯಿನ್, ಮೇ ಬಿ ದ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್. ಯೆಸ್, ಯು ಲೈಕ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್? ಅಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಮೆನಿ ಆಫ್ ಯು ಲೈಕ್ ದ ಕೀರ್ತನ್? Yes, it was an amazing kirtan, right? So much full of energy. Thank you so much for the wonderful kirtan. So today, on behalf of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I feel very, very happy to welcome you all for this wonderful Chetna festival. It's a festival of awakening, yeah. With so many options in this festival season, on a Saturday evening you chose to come here. That's something wonderful. So thank you very much for coming here today. So in the next few minutes we will be just discussing this topic, that is, build a life, not just a resume. Yes? Okay. So at the beginning, I remember a story that, you know, we would hear that once there was this person, he went to a sadhu. And he went to this sadhu and he told him that, you know, Sadhu Baba, I need to have some, please give me some guidance. Here in India, it's very common, no? Wherever you see some ashirvad, any sadhu you see, you just fall into. That's a tradition of India. That's somehow there in all of our genes. Yes? So he goes to this sadhu and he tells him that, you know, please give me some guidance. Tell me what to do. So this sadhu just tells him, he doesn't tell him anything, but he just gives him one stone, which seems to be shining, and he just gives it in his hand. And he tells him, just go out into the market and just find out what could be the value of this. What is this and what is the value of this? So he is also ignorant, so he just carries it along with him. And he sees, as he's going out, he sees the dhobi washing clothes with his scrubber. So he just goes to him and he shows him this stone and says, what do you think, you know, this is? He says, "Arey, wow, this is achha scrubber hai. You know, I can really scrub the clothes well. You know, give it to me." He says, no, it's not some scrubber. You know, he just takes it back from him. Then as he moves around the riverbank, he sees one fisherman. He is catching fish. So he just shows him that and he asks him, "What do you think?" He says, "Arey, wow, you know, I need some weight usually for that, you know, fishing rod. So maybe I could use that." He says, no, that's not what this is for. And in this way, he, you know, meets so many people, and each of them has their own way of looking at that stone. And finally, he ends up in the market in a jeweler's shop. A person who's a jeweler, he sees this, he goes to him, and he shows him this stone. And the minute he sees this stone, you know, this shiny little stone, he immediately tells him, "Wow, you know, do you even know what is this? this is such a rare diamond. It is so precious. It is worth millions of rupees. Yeah? So that is when this person understood, oh wow. So he goes back to this sadhu. And the sadhu tells him, just narrate what happened. So he explains the whole thing. And then the sadhu explains to him, see, just because you were ignorant of what that stone is, you didn't know what to do with it. Right? You didn't know what to do with it. You thought, dho bhi sakte hai, isko kahi bhi rakh bhi sakte hai, isse kuch masala bhi koot sakte hai, anything you can do, no, with the stone, right? But when you knew that now it's worth millions, how careful you are. You're not going to be using it for anything like that, right? You will use it very carefully. You will use it very judiciously. You will not give it in anybody's hand, right? Something which is worth millions, you are going to hold it very carefully, correct? Even if you have some jewelry, do you leave it in the living room like that? Ki koi bhi aaye, koi bhi jaaye, chalo utha ke leke. Nahi. Where do you keep it? In the locker, you put it inside and very, why? Because you know what do you know about it? Its value, right? So the sadhu said, the reason I gave you this is to understand that unless you know the value of something, you will not do anything with it. You will take it for granted. You will take it very lightly. So same way, what we need to understand is that each of us, we have got this human form of life, this human body. This is very, very valuable. This is very, very precious. It is not an ordinary thing. We may think, are kya hai? India ka population bahut bada hai, usme main bhi ek hoon. No. To get this human form of life is something very precious. So unless we have the knowledge, unless we know the value of this gift that we have got, we'll take it very lightly, we'll take it very cheaply. Usse dho bhi lenge, usse masala bhi koot lenge, kuch bhi kar lenge. But the surprising thing is that who is giving us this knowledge? When we enter into preschool, right, our parents put us with so much hope. Achha school, abhi you know how the admissions are. To go and stand in a line and all those, whoever is putting their children in school. No, it's very difficult. You have to search for a good school, you have to search for a nice board, you have to see what is going to place you. And itna mehnat karne ke baad, they put you in a nice school. And we just feel it's an ordinary thing, you know. I'm building my life. Our topic today is build a life, right? So I'm building my life. I have to go on, pass all my standards, pass my 10th standard. Then pick up a stream, pass my 12th standard, do a degree. Bas, ho gaya, life set ho gaya. Aur uske beech mein America ho gaya to, ekdam perfect. This is such a general understanding. But is this all that is building a life? Is this all? No. So this knowledge the scriptures give us, that building a life is not just an ordinary thing. You understand the value. This human life that we have got has tremendous value. It is not an ordinary thing. We all know chandan ki lakdi, sandalwood. Yes? What do you use chandan for? Tilak. Anything. Why? Because it is very precious. Right? It has so much fragrance. It is so precious. Do you use chandan for chula? Do you use, kuch nahi mila, chalo chandan ki lakdi laga do. Do we do that? No. Because chula has something else. It's for burning. But chandan is not just for burning like that. So same way, Srila Prabhupada, who is the founder Acharya of ISKCON, says, please try to understand that this human life that you have got is very precious, like sandalwood, chandan. It is meant to give fragrance, to help so many. Don't just burn it cheaply like chule ka lakdi. Yeah? So every moment that we get of this human form of existence is very, very precious. It is to be used very, very judiciously. It is not to be wasted. So this we have to understand. And this knowledge is what this festival Chetana is making us to awaken. Chetana means awaken. Utho. Yeah, when you have your exams, no? Your mother wakes up, utho. Kaha so rahi hai, uth. Exam hai, tayari karo. Right? So this festival of awakening, this Chetana, is to awaken our consciousness. To tell us that this human form of life is not just to be wasted. Understand that this life that you have to build, you and I and every living entity, everyone, right from this small baby to this elderly person, everyone has this responsibility that we have to build a beautiful life. Irrespective of where we are. Whether we are living in the slums of Mumbai or we are living in a skyscraper. Each and every person individually has this responsibility that I have been given this gift, this rare human birth. I have to build a beautiful life out of this. This is our responsibility. So today we will just take, we don't have much time, but a small sneak of what is actually expected from us. Right? When you write your 10th papers, no? You have the guide. You may feel do line ka answer bas ho gaya. But the guide says ki nahi, you know, this much marks, itna answer hona chahiye. 10 lines ka answer hona chahiye, right? So you know what is expected from you. Same way, when such a body is given to us, our direction is also given. What is the direction? Who gives us direction? The scriptures. That is meant for this direction. Just like if you get one costly iPhone, you don't have, when you pay so much, you know, you don't allow anybody to touch anything. You just don't give it to the baby. Chalo, dabao, kuch bhi dabao. No, no. You say, no, nobody touches. You know, you have to see the features, what is to be done. Are lock ho jayega to? Right? So many things, so much care we take. Right? Same way, when this precious human body is given to us, the manual is also given to us. How to use, how not to use. Aise bolte hai kya, mobile screen khula nahi to? Hila ke dekho. Thoda pani dal ke dekho. No, no. You know there are things which to be done and things not to be done. Correct? So same way, this human form of life, the scriptures are already giving us what is to be done and what is not to be done. So we'll slowly go through what is life. Bahut sare definitions hai. There are so many people who will speak about life. Anybody you go, any person you ask, they will say, arey, jeevan, aise bahut sare film songs bhi hai, zindagi kya hai, zindagi kya nahi hai. Right? So many things. Correct? But essentially, today we will just touch on this. All of us know A to Z. A, B, C, D. We learn this first, no? Everybody knows, no? Okay. So what are this? A, B, C, D. Correct? So today, for ease of understanding, we can understand that human life is from B to D. What is B? Birth. And what is D? Death. So all of us have learned geometry also. Geometry, you draw segment, no? Draw a segment from point B to point D. B to D, right? And in between that comes what? C. Now the point is that B to D, we know B is there. Any of us had any choice for our birth? We had any choice? Ki options hai. Mr. Patel ke ghar pe janam lena hai, Mr. Patil ke ghar pe janam lena hai, Mr. Majumdar ke ghar, aisa kuch option diya tha kisi ko? Nahi. What type of body you want? All these options we didn't have. Birth, no option. Death, any options? Which day you want to sign in for? We have anybody coming with a survey? These dates are available. You want to sign in for which date? No option. We don't know. So that segment BD, length we don't know. Correct? It may be 2 centimeter, 3 centimeter. That means 20 years, 30 years, 40 years. We don't know how much is the length. But what is in our hands is that between. That is C. So what is the C? Choices. In that duration between B to D, what we do is in our hands. How B will happen, how D will happen, wo nahi pata. But ye B to D ke beech mein, what will I do, wo hamare hath mein. Right? And if we do the right choices, we take the right options, then that C will be the best. And our life, that duration between B to D will be perfect. Right? So that choice we have to do. So today you all have taken a choice, you could have done many things. But in that choice, what you thought? Okay, let me go to the temple. Let me hear something. So this is our choice. And this choice is every moment. When you're sitting in your class also, the choice is yours. Either the teacher is speaking, you can doze off. You can be on your WhatsApp. Or you can pay attention to what the teacher says. Choice is yours. There, every shop, anywhere you go, there is the choice of a cold drink, there is a choice of an alcohol, there is a choice of many things. Choice is yours. Right? Everything is there by choice. A free will is given to us. We have to use that intelligently, to use that whatever the B, whatever the D, how can I do the right choice? Our life will build on these choices. Just look back. Now, if you had not made the right choice of friends, you would have been somewhere else. Right? Every moment, if you look back, wherever we had the option, if we didn't take the right choice, we'll be somewhere else. So that is why we have to make this choice very intelligently. So human life actually, how precious it is, the scriptures explain in many, many places. But there is this very nice verse which explains in the Srimad Bhagavatam, where Lord Rishabhdev is explaining to his sons that what a precious gift this is. And if you see the scriptures everywhere, it will mention that how precious this is. Manushya Janma, human life, is very, very precious. So Rishabhdev explains this verse, Rishabha Uvacha, Nayam Deho Deha Bajam Raloke, Kashtan Kaman Arhate Vidbujam Ye, Tapo Divyam Putraka Yena Sattvam, Shuddhye Dhyasmad Brahma Saukyam Tvanantam. So the translation is, Lord Rishabhdev told his sons, my dear boys, of all the living entities who have accepted material bodies in this world, one who has been awarded this human form should not work hard day and night simply for sense gratification, which is available even for dogs and hogs that eat stool. One should engage in penance and austerity to attain the divine position of devotional service. By such activity, one's heart is purified, and when one attains this position, he attains eternal blissful life, which is transcendental to material happiness and which continues forever. So it's a big translation, but we will not go into the details. But two things. One thing, what you have to understand, that what we have got is very precious. We can't do just the same things that all other species do. Just doing the same things which every cat, dog, all other living entity do, then we cannot qualify to say, oh, I have built my life very nicely. We don't come in that category of I built my life very nicely. You live the life, that's it. Like every living entity. Not like a human being. So here he's saying, not like others. Your life has to be higher. Our life is not just based on ordinary means of just engaging our senses. So this when we do, then we qualify to be a human. Otherwise, we think, we'll discuss later, that if I collect a lot of things, then I will be happy. Happiness all of us want. But our happiness cannot come just by collecting things. So there was this story I remember where a person, a very poor man, he was very poor. He didn't have any land. He did not have any money. So he went to a rich zamindar in his village. So he went and he asked him, please help me, you know, I need some help. So he said, fine. The zamindar was very, magnanimous. He said, okay, no problem. I will help you. I give you a condition that tomorrow morning at sunrise, you come here and you can start walking. You can walk as much distance as you want. But by sunset, you should come back. So till the point that you have walked and come back, that much land I will give to you. Good idea? Are you all understanding? Aap jitna chaloge aur vapas aoge, utni jagah aapki. But condition kya hai? Sunrise ko yahan se nikalna hai. Sunset, you should be back at the same point. Accepted. It was a very nice plan. I said, thodi milta hai abhi. If someone told us, you know, yahan se church gate tak chalo, jitna building beech mein hai, sab aapka. We'll all walk. Huh? Right? Yeah. But this was much easier. So he said, accepted. So he started walking. As he walked, he was so happy. Wow, so much land, so much land, so much land, so much land. By that time, it became afternoon. Huh? So he's not eaten, he's not drunk, empty stomach. He's just walking, because that much land he has to collect. So as he kept walking, then he realized, arey, vapas bhi to jana hai. Huh? So the more farther he goes, the more time it's going to take to come back. But then he was saying, arey, thoda sa aur. Little more I'll go ahead, little more then I'll come back. Little more I'll come back. Aise karte, he went very far. And by the time it dawned on him that now I have to reach back before sunset, at that time it was extremely far, which was more than half. If you think half of the way, then half of the way it will take to come back. So he had crossed beyond half. But anyway, now that he knew that he was much far and he had to really make up double the distance, so he started running back. Because he didn't want to leave earlier. He was like, aur thoda milega. So aise karte, he then started running. As he ran and ran, and he could see the sun slowly setting down. And he had not yet reached. And he was running with all his might. And you can imagine that he had not eaten anything. Whole day he had been running. And now he was running with all his strength. And as he ran, much before he could reach the village, he just collapsed. Dead. So this is the story not just of that man. Does this sound familiar? People are working day and night. Thoda sa aur. And at the end of it, at the end of human life, everything is here only. All that we had struggled for. And we thought, I built a big 3 BHK house. All people have got. But where are you? Just actually, when Srila Prabhupada was in US, there was, you know, the Ford company, which makes cars and, you know, so it's a huge company. So Mr. Alfred Ford from this company, he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. So someone brought him. So someone told Srila Prabhupada, this is Mr. Alfred Ford. He's the great grandson of Henry Ford, who was a founder of this company. So it was a big man who made such a big organization. So he was standing in front of Prabhupada, this young Alfred Ford. And Prabhupada just looked at him and he said, oh. He said, you're the great grandson of Henry Ford? He said, yes. So where is he now? Ford company to yahi hai. Ford ki gaadiyan bhi yahi hai. Ford ka building bhi yahan hai. But Henry Ford kahan hai? Where is he now? So that is a time Alfred Ford stuck. Ki whatever I may be building, but I will not be taking this. Right? So that means, does that mean? That means, Mataji, aap aaj bol rahe hai ki abhi se aur kuch kaam nahi karna hai. Just sit down in one place, don't do anything. Is that what we are talking? No. We are not telling that. But we have to understand what we need to build. That is what is human intelligence. Yes? So, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj was once saying that who is a rich man? Who is a rich man? Who is a rich man? What do you think? Who is a rich man? And you say, nahi, bahut rich man. What do you mean by a rich man? Exam nahi hai, answer. Financially he is very rich, he has a lot of money. That's a rich man, right? Yeah. That is the definition of a rich man. But actually, the real definition of who is rich is the one, that person who has so many things that money cannot buy. If someone has more things that money cannot buy, then he is more richer than the richest billionaire. Right? What are the things money cannot buy? Happiness. Money cannot buy. What else? Love. Yes. I give her, I say, okay, please, I'll give you 1 lakh. Just love me. Oh yeah? Can you do that? No, just love me. Please love me. Does that work like that? Huh? Please, I keep 2 lakhs here. Just happiness, come here, come here. Does it happen like that? No. Satisfaction. What else? Health. Yes. What else? Peace. We may be in the best bedroom with the best architecture and the softest bed with the full AC on and the softest blanket. Now all don't go to sleep. Huh? But still neend nahi aati hai. We have to eat sleeping pills. Huh? But a dog is lying on the street in that corner there, sound asleep. Can lie down on VT station with the whole crowd going and sound asleep. Huh? Or a beggar on the, sometimes he's just asleep, you don't even know. So these are so many things actually if we see in our life which money can't buy. So the more of that we have means we are rich. So the richest person can be calculated by that. So this we were talking of the first part is build a life. And what was the second part? Not just a resume. How many of you know what is a resume? Raise your hands. How many of you ever submitted a resume? So many, yes. It's a common thing, right? If you have to go somewhere, you have to present yourself for an interview, we need to have a resume. So what is a resume? Right? What is a resume? When you send, you're sending about yourself. These are my qualifications. These are all I can do. These are my skills. Right? These are my plus points. This is what I can do for you. Yeah? I send a resume to the State Bank of India that please pick me up. Because I have this. I can do this for your organization. Right? Or I send anywhere. So I can fit in. This is my resume. These are my positive points. Right? So this is what is our list. And why do we give a resume? There are so many applications. Correct? So the person who is going to employ us should see, acha, you know, 500 resumes. Out of that he has to pick up some. So there has to be some startling points. Right? Something which stands out. Oh, you know, extremely intelligent, doing so many things, has done so many great things, etc., etc. So all those things have to stand out. So when that person sees that, then they pick it up. Then you stand a chance of being employed. Right? So that is usually the purpose of a resume. So someone may have a resume like this. You can see the number of degrees there. Padne ke liye time lagta hai. Right? There are people like that. Right? And there may be someone who may just have 1 or 2 degrees. So, is that someone's resume who is like 8 to 10 pages a more successful person than a person who has just half a page? No. No. Sometimes, you know, when we are writing a paper, it used to happen to me. You know, you're writing your exam paper. The person sitting next to you keeps asking for, Miss Supplement, Miss Supplement. I said, Are kya, what is she writing? Yeah? What is she writing? Itne question the, what is she going on writing? Start thinking, you start doubting whether I am writing properly. Right? Right? And I remember there used to be, because at the end of it, kuch farak nahi padta tha marks mein, but the paper, they're just taking some, Miss Supplement, Miss Supplement. So what is she? So same way, sometimes when you see someone else's, you go for an interview, see someone itna, such a, you start feeling that maybe I am useless. Maybe I have not done anything in my life. So is that true? No. Because even if you have the best resume, it is not that you are going to be the ideal person. Any organization, they will have their own. It's like a jigsaw puzzle. Their needs and your providing. It has to fit. Then you get in. If you have the best things, but they don't need you, then you don't get in. Right? So it's like it just has to fit in there. But whenever we are doing something, we keep thinking, "Arey, ye achha lagega mere resume mein." Right? If I do this, this will look good. If I put this, then it'll look good. Correct? There are so many people who are, there are organizations to make resumes. Correct? And they promise also that once we work on your resume, within 2 months, you should get a call. If you don't get a call, then we, you know, do some refund and all that stuff. Right? So they are so confident that they present you in such a way. But it is important. It's not that it's not important. But what we need to understand is that whether it is the best resume and the best recruiter, but still our life doesn't end with this. Our life doesn't begin with this, doesn't end with this. Human life is much, much more than that. Human life just doesn't begin or end. Wow, you know, I've got this dream job. Now everything is fine. No, it doesn't begin or end with this because everything has its limitations. If I don't get, everybody else has got, oh, now finish. Now what is the point of living? No. Either ways, positively or negatively, we should understand that my life is not the beginning or the end of my resume. Right? Every living entity created in this creation has a utility. No one is useless. No living entity is useless. Krishna has created each one uniquely. And each of us have a beautiful role in the Lord's creation. No one is useless. No one. You know, we label children. किसी ने मार्क्स नहीं लाए, डी ग्रेड लाए, अरे तू तो यूजलेस है. नहीं है. देर इज नो वन हु इज यूजलेस. एवरी वन हैज अ रोल एंड ईच रोल इज डिफरेंट. दिस इज द ब्यूटी. नो वन इज मोनोटोनस. इमेजिन इन दिस रूम इफ एवरीबडीज फेस वॉज सेम. कैन यू इमेजिन हाउ वॉट अ बोरिंग वर्ल्ड इट वुड बी. सबका मुंह एक समान. All humans, same face, same nose, same eyes, same hair, everything same. Imagine all of us sitting. Or everyone in this world had become an engineer. Or everyone is a doctor. Would it be an interesting world to be in? Boring. So Krishna has not made this creation boring. He's made it very beautiful, very beautiful. When you have a multicolored, you know, jewelry or you have a multicolored garland, you see how beautiful it is. Each flower adds on to the beauty. So, what we need to understand is that whatever our resume, it's not that, oh, today I've been told that it's okay, your resumes are useless. So, from today I don't need to collect my degrees or I don't need to put in efforts. No, it has its own role, but it has its limitations also. So it doesn't become the all in our life. We need to understand that. The other thing is it keeps changing. However good my resume is, if at 70, as a surgeon, I go to a hospital and say, just look at my resume, how many degrees I have. Allow me to do the cardiac surgery in your hospital. Will they allow me? I say, please, you're good, madam, but not here now. Right? It has a limitation. Other thing is, you may have 99% perfect. Very nice. You're so qualified. But you do one mistake. Be asked to go. Right? So what we need to do and understand is see things in the right perspective. Not just think, oh, this is the beginning and this is the end. No. Our human life is much, much more precious than all of this. So, another aspect that we'll touch for the next 4 to 5 minutes is, so what about ambition then? What about ambition? That means I should not be ambitious? Shouldn't I be ambitious at all? What do you say? Should we have ambition or we shouldn't have any ambition? Yes or no? How many say we should not have ambition? Anyone? So if you're ambitious, then how can you be satisfied? Someone said we need satisfaction, no? So how can you be satisfied? If I'm very satisfied with what I am, then I'll not be ambitious. So how do I balance that? Can I be ambitious and satisfied? Yes or no? Yes? Yes. So today we'll see, understand from the scriptures that ambition essentially can be categorized into two types. Ambition can be outside in or inside out. What is this outside in ambition? When we make our ambition, our goals and our desires based on what the outside world is projecting. Oh, the glamour. Oh, this what I will gain. Oh, this what I will earn. Just on these outside measures, and we make that as a focus of our life, then it is called as outside in. Now that outside in, we may be able to achieve, we may not be able to achieve. I have my ambition that I want to be this, you know, the chief financial officer of some particular thing. I may or I may not achieve. I may put in my efforts because there's a lot of things that I can earn, but I may or may not be able to achieve. But then if I don't achieve, I'll be frustrated. Because my aim was based on what? Just outside glamour. Right? On the other side is something called as inside out ambition. As I said, each of us are created very uniquely. Each of us have very unique qualities. So each of us have skills. Each of us have some abilities. Someone is good at something. Right? Someone is good at maths. Just doesn't need much thinking. Someone is very good at art. Someone is very good at singing. Doesn't need much, just needs maybe some guidance. And when that person from that inside has that skill, is trying to utilize it, trying to develop it, trying to perfect it to the best possible way, then that ambition is inside out. That is something which will not get disturbed. Yes? So the example of an outside-in ambition is the example in the Mahabharata of Duryodhan. Duryodhan had everything, right? He had a whole kingdom and the whole story, we can't go to it right now. But then they sent the Pandavas, they defeated them in a gambling match. And then the Pandavas, when they were defeated, before the Pandavas could be defeated, he was anyway envious. He didn't want. So when you're outside in ambition, means you always feel, oh, she will go ahead of me. Oh, she'll go ahead of me. You know, that person will go ahead of me. So constantly insecure, right? Because you're constantly thinking that person will usurp what you have. So that was Duryodhan. Duryodhan always is feeling, arey, Pandavas mere se aage jayenge. So finally what happened? They got Indraprasth. Then Yudhishthira Maharaj did the Rajasuya Yagya. So he went there and he saw so much of wealth. Though he had, you know, made them thrown them out of Hastinapur. Still, they had so much wealth. So he was so envious, so insecure. And with that ambition, he was not happy. He didn't come back that now I have everything. No, he was so miserable. He was living in the palace, but he was so miserable. Why Yudhishthira is having more than me? Huh? Why is he having more than me? So when he came back, his father said, why are you so disturbed? He said, how can I be happy when my rival is better than me? Then how can you be happy? Even if you have the whole world, if your purpose is only envy on the others, then you can never be happy. So ambition, which is just based on this, will never make us happy. But contradictory to that is Arjuna. Arjuna was also ambitious, right? He wanted to be the best archer. And what did he do for that? He worked his way through it, right? He focused. So when one is an inside out ambition, then one will focus on one's own self, on how I can improve myself, on how I can develop myself. I will not focus on what he is doing, what she is doing, because of that person this happened, because of that person that happened. No, I will focus on my own self. I am ambitious, yes, but I am focusing on my own self to improve myself. Not that I will prove that I am great. No, I will work on how I'll improve. Yes? So that is the example of Arjuna. Srila Prabhupada, he was ambitious. Right? If he had not was not ambitious, then we would have not been what we are here. Right? His spiritual master told him, take this message of Lord Chaitanya and go to the outside world. Spread it around. And he did that at the age of 70. Can you imagine? And that was for years he was working on this desire that he has to go and give it. Not to prove to others that see how great I am. No. It was to deliver this most urgent thing for the benefit of others. Right? So this ambition is there. It is good. And it should be utilized in the right way. So, the essence being that ambition, if it's outside in, then we will only be frustrated. But if this ambition is inside out, when we are using it in the right purpose, then we will be satisfied. So, our growth, basically, according to the scriptures, whenever we are growing, all these things should be taken care of. That is virtue, pleasure, and prosperity. But now what happens is the modern civilization, we feel I only want pleasure. Bas maja karna. Don't talk to me about virtue. Don't talk to me about anything else. No. Suppose, like when we are growing, our whole body grows. Right? Suppose only one side, one tissue starts growing and starts damaging all other tissues. Then what is it called? It's called cancer. Right? Same way, if in the current civilization, everybody grows in a normal way, giving space for everybody else to grow and not being destructive, taking care of all these things, then it will be a normal, peaceful growth. But that's not what's happening, right? If I want to climb, I push her down and I climb up. I don't care about virtue. I don't care about anything else. I have to move up. Right? Then that is what is going to lead us to frustration. But actual growth is when we take this. So all these, when it's harmonious, then one is satisfied. Otherwise, whatever we achieve, we cannot be satisfied. Because we end up with what? Mindless accumulation. Dil mange more. And more. And more. Just like that story that we saw. It will never end. So we see, oh, hey, not this, not this phone. Now within 2 months I want another phone, another car. But how many features are you going to be using? Oh no, this is mindless. I don't use my mind for that. But she has it. Oh, I need to have it. How can I be going to college without that? Huh? Yes, I'm not going to go. Or that is she. They have it. I have to have. It's called mindless accumulation. Where is your mind? What are you using? That is why it's called rat race. You know that? When rats run, they don't see right, left. Just keep running. So we are humans, we are not rats. So we need to see where am I heading. So this dil mange to more, but kya more? So we have to use that. So basically we need to understand there is a very beautiful thing that the current civilization, you know, is what it's called. That primarily if you see, analyze, it just works on WWS. You know what is WWS? Not WWF. It's WWS. So first W is work. It was work, work, work. Because this current situation is like that. You need to work. And the more you work and the more you work, you put aside your family, you put aside everything else. You just work, work, work. So you're really working. You're a workaholic. And by the time you work, 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 you're so tired. What is the next thing you do? The next W. Watch. Watch what? To take a break, you need to watch television. And now you don't need to go to the television, your mobile itself. So you do work, and then you do watch, watch, watch. But when you're watching, what is the main thing that is coming up in between your watching? What comes up? Sleep nahi. Usse pehle aur kuch aata hai. You're seeing a movie, you're seeing something. What keeps coming? The ads. Who are providing you that watching are not fools. You are a potential game for them. So what do you see? Ads. 10 times, 15 times. This time before Diwali, how many times we saw Amazon, Flipkart? Yes, it is coming, no? Anything you see, it's coming. Aray, Amazon ka sale hai. Amazon ka sale hai. Flipkart ka sale hai. Diwali sale hai, Diwali sale hai. It's bombarded into you ki, madam, you have to buy something. If you don't buy, that means Diwali has not happened. Right? Yeah. So those are the ads. So you do work, work, work. Then you watch, watch, watch. And initially may resist. And then after that, because you have bombarded so much, what you do after that is shop, shop, shop. Shop till you drop. And because you have shopped so much, pockets are empty. So what you need to do again? Work, work, work. This is the way the civilization is going on. The modern civilization is WWS, that is work, watch, and shop. And that is why it is called WWS, worldwide stupidity. Right? If you analyze, that's how it is. We work so much that we don't even have time to enjoy what we have worked for. Right? Because you're just doing this, you're caught in this cycle. So, as intelligent humans, we need to understand that do I want to fall into this web of worldwide stupidity, or do I need to build a life above this, other than this? And the whole thing, as the Bhagavad Gita explains, is rajasas tu phalam dukkham. The more you're craving, the more you get misery. The more you try to calm that misery, the more you're craving for something more. So, in fact, the most top fears, earlier ages, earlier decades, there was something else. But now the topmost fear, one is terrorists, other is fear of rejection. Fear of rejection. And FOMO. What is the meaning of FOMO? Failure of missing out. Fear of missing out. Yes? Arey, what to do? It is a fear of missing out. On what? Missing out on what? How many of you know what is FOMO? What is missing out? Missing out on being there. On the best thing, array, people have to appreciate on the Facebook, on this, on Twitter, on that's all. These are the fears, right? Of WWS. Yes? So, it's the choice is ours. And the best thing is that the media, it glamorizes this. Every other day you see, they put some famous Hollywood, Bollywood people together. Oh, these are couple goals. These are brother goals. These are sister goals. Who's setting those goals? And we are going to follow these goals? So, if a particular couple is like this, oh, that means I expect my husband or my wife to be like this. That's my goal. How does it become your goal? That's just because of this WWS. You worked, you watched, and then you bought into it. Right? Oh, this is how it should be. This is how things should be. Right? So, this is where everything is heading. But the best part is that this promises us, you know, the whole of the media shows you so many things and says, happily ever after. H-E-A. They all lived happily ever after. Is it true? It doesn't happen that way. Whereas in the Bhagavad Gita, the person who's created says, sorry, this is Dukhalayama Sashvatam. Right? So it is not that we all have to be dukhi, dukhi, are dukhalayam hai, so dukhi raho. It's not like that. Dukhalayam asashvatam means understand the world in its true nature. Yes? Where are you supposed to seek happiness? Just like this world is not meant for us to be dukhi, because Arjuna, when he started the war of Mahabharata, before Krishna started speaking Bhagavad Gita, he was dukhi. He was in distress. He was shedding tears, his eyes, hands are trembling. But what happened after he heard the Bhagavad Gita? What happened after that? Did he start crying more? Did he have to be taken to a psychiatrist? He was absolutely back to his normal self. Did he say, okay Krishna, fine, bye, I'm going to a cave now to relax? No, he fought with even more vigor. He did his duties with even more vigor. Right? So that is what is the thing that Krishna is giving us. So the Bhagavad Gita is not telling be dukhi, but can actually get you to real sukhi. Right? So we need to understand where I need to see the sukhi. So just like a patient who is in the hospital there is pain. Right? But to give pain is the purpose of the hospital? Is the hospital meant for giving pain? No. There is pain, but it is meant to alleviate the pain. So once you get into the hospital, you take treatment and you get out. Right? But if you're in the hospital and you say, okay, now I'm in the hospital, so now I should get the best bed and tell me what is the most delicious thing in your canteen. Do you go to hospital for that? No. Your purpose in this hospital is whatever it is, I just go take what is prescribed by the doctor, take the treatment and get off, get well and be out. Right? Same way, this world is like the hospital. We are all suffering in different ways. B to D ke beech mein bahut kuch hai. So many pressures, so many worries, so many stresses, so many things. Right? But in that, bhakti or devotion or this guidance from the scriptures is like the medicine. Right? Here if I sit and say that no, I want to adjust it in this way that I should be on the first level. He says, the patient says, no, I'm a deluxe, nahi, super deluxe love. Are but aap yahan basne aaye ho kya? You have to leave this place. Right? Same way, this material world, we have to do the needful and move out. I build a beautiful life here so that I can go off, treat myself and get out. Correct? So that is the purpose. And if we don't understand this purpose, then where will we be stuck in? WWS. Yes? So the enjoyment in this world is actually, if you have to remember, is T-I-M-E, time. It's temporary. It is illusory. It is miserable enjoyment. Yes? Either something that you are hankering for, you will not get it. For example, you know, you really want to eat a gulab jamun. And you thought, aaj chetna mein gulab jamun shayad rahega. Huh? I don't know the menu, I'm sorry. But, agar aap ne socha ki aaj gulab jamun milega. Aur aap aake dekhte ho ki gulab jamun nahi hai. Not there. So, either so many times we don't get what we want. Ya phir you get what you want, but it is not really the way it should be. Huh? You get, meetha itna zyada nahi tha, paka nahi tha. You feel, even if you eat it, you feel, it's okay. Or you get it, you eat it also, but how much? How many you can eat? You really want to eat gulab jamun? How many? 2, 3, 5, 10? Uske baad 11th gulab jamun, you only take na. Huh? Will you be able to take more than that? No. Right? So even the amount that we can enjoy in this world is limited. It cannot go beyond that. But contrary to that is this. So our life, we will conclude by understanding this, is that we have to grow in this world. No doubt, we have our relationships, we have our, you know, growth with our work, we have our professional success, we have this, we have our different roles as a daughter, as a sister, as a wife, as a whatever, so many things. And at the same time, there should be even vertical growth. Okay? If we are only in this horizontal growth, satisfying this one, satisfying that one, feeling sad, feeling frustrated, then we will not move. But our growth also has to be vertical. And what is that vertical growth? That is our connection with Krishna. Right? So when we have this spiritual connect with Krishna, then these other connections, they will go through these ups and downs. There will be breakups, there will be good times, there will be nice times, there will be successes, there will be failures, there will be a wow moment, there will be an ouch moment, there will be so many things happening. It's natural, it's going to happen, right? But you can go through it easily. Why? Because you have this connection with Krishna. People will come in your life, people will go off from your lives. But one thing that remains stable, for which you hold on, is this connection with Krishna. So this should be our defining identity. If you just identify as, oh, I am his wife, or I am his mother, or I am the software engineer, or I am as this, or I am that, that can be taken away from us at any time. You lose a job, you are no longer the software engineer, right? Or someone goes away, then you are no longer that connected to that person. But if your identity is identifying with Krishna, then that identity is what is going to take us across. That is a life which is rock solid. You see this castles in the sand? All of us, when we are small, we go to the beach, we build castles, right? But the huge wave comes, however beautiful you build, it goes off. But you've seen the rocks there, some which are there, which don't move, right? So same way, these castles that we build in our horizontal growth, they will be pulled off. They will all go at some point. But those rock solid connection that we have with Krishna, that every moment that we need to work on, that is something which will withstand everything. That is the solid foundation on which we need to build our lives. A nice example, I'm sure you all must have heard, is when Sikandar, Alexander the Great, he had conquered so much. But when he was leaving, you know what he said? Three things. He said, when you take my dead body, three things you need to do. You know what are the three things? One is the pallbearers, or the people who are going to carry my body, are going to be the doctors, the physicians. Okay? Why? Because he wanted to show that was the most powerful person, I had the best physicians, but still they couldn't save me from death. Second, the way to where you're taking me, the dead body, should be all strewn with gold and jewels. To prove what? That it's all going to be here. Whatever I've collected is all going to be here. It's there and it was always here. And my hands, let it be dangling down, open, to show that I did not carry anything. Yes? So, we need to understand that whatever we do in this world, our highest ambition, all these ambitions, desires are natural. They're good. Let it be. But the highest ambition is to cultivate this connection to Krishna. And how is the best way to get this connection? Right? You see, when your net and Wi-Fi, you always see for the best connection, right? Yeah? Where I can get, what is that called? Undisturbed flow and whatever you can get, right? So the best possible connection is when we chant the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So when we were chanting and doing that kirtan, that was like the connection. So since we started with resume, even Krishna is a taskmaster, right? So what is the resume that we present to him? This resume is going to be there for some days till you retire, 60, 65, done. Uske baad nobody asks. But the resume that you present to Krishna, that is something that's going to last forever. So we need to work simultaneously on this resume. So we will just end with this, the masterpiece resume that we need to prepare in our life along with our regular resume. Okay? So let's recite together. Is it, oh, you all cannot see. Is it possible? Is it visible? The words are visible. So these are the shlokas from the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is already giving. Okay? Just like the classifieds give the employers that I want this, this, this. So Krishna has already clarified what all he needs in our resume. So let's work on this. These are the things that we need on our resume. So all those who can see, or if you have on yourselves, you can check that. It's Bhagavad Gita 12.13.14. So we'll all chant the verses together. We don't have time for the translation, but I will just read through the translation. Okay? Advishta sarva bhutana. We'll chant together. Okay? Advishta sarva bhutana maitra karuna evacha nirmamo nirahankara sama dukha sukhakshami santushta satatam yogi yathatma drida nishchaya mai arpita mano buddhir yo mad bhakta same priya. The next one, 12.18.19. Samashatrau cha mitre cha tatha manapamanayo sitana sukha dukkheshu samasanga vivarjitaha tulya ninda stutir mauni santushto yena kena chit aniketa stiramatir bhakti man me priyo naraha. The translation, I'll just read it for you. One who is not envious, these are the qualities that we need to get into our resume. So our aspiration should be that I get these. One who is not envious, but a kind friend to all living entities, who does not think himself a proprietor, is free from false ego, who is equal in both happiness and distress, who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, engaged in devotional service with determination, and his mind and intelligence fixed on me, such a devotee of mine is very dear to me. Shraddha Gopinath ki jai. So these, and the next translation, I suggest that you all read it when you go home in the Bhagavad Gita, and let's meditate on this, that how can I develop these qualities so that my masterpiece resume is ready. Yes? So we will conclude this, and I wish that you remember, even if you forget the whole class, it's okay. Remember this masterpiece resume and the three S's. Okay? I'm sorry it's not on display, but three S that we need to carry. The three S formula. One is in our life so that you can build a life, is strike the balance. Yes? First S is for striking the right balance. We have to take care of this body, we have to take care of the mind, and we have to take care of the soul. So strike the balance. Second, seek emotional support. We are not robots. We are not machines. We are humans. So we need this emotional support. So when you come here, in the association of devotees, and people with your friends, seek this emotional support. And third, the spiritual connect is essential. Yes? So the three S's. One, strike the balance. Second, seek emotional support. And third, spiritual connect is essential. So these are the main essential things that we need to take care of as we build a life and not just a resume. And just remember one thing, when you're down with problems, when you're down to nothing, remember Krishna is up to something. So there is always some plan, and no, nothing goes in vain. So thank you very much for your patient hearing and for being such a wonderful audience. And I would like to also express my gratitude to the organizers for giving me an opportunity to present this, and to Srila Prabhupada, because he has actually given us this knowledge by which we can understand what is the purpose of life. And whatever I have spoken today is not what I have created. It's from his teachings and a lot of input from a lot of God brothers and God sisters who presented it in a way that all of you at this young age can understand and build your life very beautifully. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Let's chant loudly 3 times Hari Bol and thank Mataji for this wonderful session today. Hari Bol. By the time I make the announcement, Mataji, I would request you if you could just take a look on the diyas that girls have painted today, and we are giving 2 gifts to them, so quickly if you can judge it in. So our next Chetna is on 14th December, that is by Ras Manjari Mataji, that is Dr. Reena Patel, on 14th December, that's a Saturday, and the topic is money versus harmony. So we would like to see you all again for the next Chetna as well. And another announcement is that in January, we have a picnic that's going to go for Chetna. It's not, so it's going to be a Saturday-Sunday trip to Govardhan Eco Village. So we are pre-informing you so that you all can schedule your January 2nd weekend accordingly. So the final details we'll give you in the next Chetna on 14 December, but this is sure that we are going for a picnic in January. And tomorrow we have Govardhan Puja in temple, so we would request you all to come and attend. It will start 10 a.m. in the morning. And also the new girls have come for the first time. We welcome you all, and there's a small gift for you all. So you all can collect that gift from Tejal, who's sitting there in a white dress. So she'll give you all the gift before leaving. Please collect that. And after this, we have Damodar Ashtakam right now. So we request you all to offer lamps to the Lord and then come down for prasadam. Hari Bol. Just wait for 2 minutes till Mataji gets the decision of the diya painting.